The Supreme Court struck down the part of the Voting Rights Act requiring the federal Justice Department to pre-approve voting laws in several mostly southern counties and states, including five counties in Florida. That didn't sit well with minority rights activists.
It's a direct attack on the black vote.
It's clear that these policies are aimed at making it harder to vote for people of color.
In Florida, discrimination does not live in the past.
That's North Carolina NAACP President William Barber. Judith Brown Dianis, who directs the Washington, D.C.-based civil rights group The Advancement Project, and Gihan Pereira, executive director of the group Florida New Majority. Pereira says the Voting Rights Act, including the section the court invalidated, gave groups like his the leverage to be able to challenge Florida's controversial new voting laws in the run-up to the 2012 election.
The five counties covered by Section 5 were the only counties in the state where groups like ours could still register voters uninhibited by the onerous limitations placed on voting rights by Florida's House Bill 1355.
The Florida law outlawed third-party groups from registering voters and reduced the number of early voting days, including shutting polls the Sunday before the election. Advocates say all of that suppresses minority turnout. After legal battles last year, third-party groups were allowed to continue voter registration drives, and the legislature restored early voting days. But in a 5-4 decision, the Supreme Court ruled it's unconstitutional to review only some regions, saying the standard should be the same for all states. Writing for the court majority, Chief Justice John Roberts says federal preclearance for voting laws has lost its relevance nearly 50 years after the Voting Rights Act was passed. Chris Kate, a spokesman for the Florida State Department, says the ruling will make things easier.
It's going to be positive for Florida because all counties are going to be treated equally. So rather than five counties needing to go through this extra process, laws will be able to be implemented on the date that the bill that was signed into law goes into effect.
But Florida A&M University law professor Patricia Broussard disagrees. She says the law hasn't lost its relevance in Florida. Broussard had filed a brief in the case urging the Supreme Court to uphold all sections of the Voting Rights Act, but she says the ruling may be a catalyst for change.
You cannot spread democracy. You cannot argue that our way is the right way to do it when you suppress the very right that makes this country great. So I think that you will see a group coalesce that will transcend race, class, and all kind of status to say, we've got to get this right.
And coalesce, they have. The Florida New Majority and Florida NAACP have joined a national campaign called Free to Vote. They're collecting petition signatures urging Congress to pass a federal constitutional amendment guaranteeing the right to vote. To become law, amendments need approval from 2/3 of Congress and ratification by 38 states. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.